This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. On today's episode, another Natural Resources Conservation Service success story. This time, the experiences of a Central Kansas producer who's gained experience with the Wetlands Reserve Program, now part of the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program under the 2014 Farm Bill. Wetland reserve easements are suited for frequently flooded agricultural lands, lands on which playa lakes or rainwater basins might reside. Landowners can choose a 30-year or a perpetual conservation easement. Depending on the enrollment option, wetland reserve easements pay the landowner to remove the land from ag production and can pay 75 to 100% of restoration costs. Dale Schmidt is a young farmer who bought some land near McPherson in central Kansas a few years back.
I bought the property, I think, in 2006. Well, in 2007, the whole thing went underwater. It's a low area along a drainage district, but it's also in an area that's part of the chain of lakes that runs from just northwest of McPherson clear down to the Ark River.
Schmidt bought the land to farm, but he knew it wasn't a prime piece of farm ground.
It's productive when you don't get too much rain. Drought years are its best years.
Drought years are the best years. Isn't that the way it is, trying to farm through a wetland? In a normal year's precipitation, Dale says he might have been planting in mud or harvesting in mud. And with the cost of inputs these days, well...
But I decided to enroll it in that WRP. I went with lifetime perpetual easement.
A perpetual conservation easement. He contracted away his rights to ever build a house or a barn, no oil or gas wells, never able to put up a wind turbine, no matter what crop prices do, never be able to farm it again.
You know, at first I questioned it slightly. There were some things going on in agriculture, as you know, where prices started going up.
But then reason took hold, and Dale Schmidt remembered what it was like trying to farm through a mud hole.
On a normal year, I was gonna lose to flooding maybe 25% of that crop, so I decided to go into it. Since then, I'm very pleased with it. It put back into conservation what really should have probably stayed in something like that. It's a low-lying, very heavy-clayed property.
You could make the argument this land was returned to its best use. This project is reaching well beyond the property boundaries to improve watershed health, to recharge the Equus Beds aquifer, and to provide wonderful habitat for migratory birds and other wildlife. Dale described for me the work NRCS has performed, some grading and excavation. His description made it sound very complex. I called up Blake McLemore, his NRCS district conservationist.
It's one of the neatest WRPs I've ever seen. There's kind of a horseshoe. It almost creates a peninsula in one area, and the water kind of just goes around that peninsula and just creates this very unique shape. Normally, a WRP might be a couple depression areas, just circular pool areas, but with Dale, he was able to set up a couple of these horseshoe-type shapes. I think there was an area where there was kind of a small little island.
Dale and Blake both make this project sound like a haven for birds. Blake says Dale has been active mowing the grass around water's edge.
By allowing that grass to be shorter, it's easier for the birds to get in and out of the water. Then right beyond the moat areas, it's back to tall and thick grass, so they can go in there for cover if they need to. But right there where it's mowed short, it's just easier for them to get in and out of the water more quickly. He's doing a great job with his management of it.
Learn more about wetlands reserve easements through the NRCS Agricultural Conservation Easement Program and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry.org.